Amami, non emarginarmi, no, a capirti imparerò.
The Italian Senate is expected to vote this week on a legislative bill that will make life much tougher for undocumented migrants and could, some human rights groups say, legalize vigilante groups prepared to take the new law into their own hands. Human Rights Watch says the bill, known as the Security Package, comes in a general climate of hostility towards immigrants in Italy, as the center-right government has taken wide-ranging steps to curb illegal immigration. Well, some of the proposed measures in the bill will make illegal entry into Italy a crime punishable by a fine of up to 10,000 euros. Doctors and health officials could also feel compelled to report undocumented migrants seeking medical care, and the maximum time of detention of undocumented migrants could rise from 2 months to 6 months. But rights groups are most concerned about what they see as a potentially dangerous provision for a national framework of citizens' groups to patrol streets and help police combat crime. The groups would not be armed or have power to arrest. Unauthorized vigilante groups already operate in some cities, some born in response to a number of highly publicized rapes and armed burglaries allegedly committed by immigrants over the past couple of years. The Italian government also recently began forcing boats carrying migrants in international waters to turn back to Libya amid protests by refugee rights groups that the migrants were not given the opportunity to prove they needed protection from persecution or abuse. I asked John Bingham, head of policy at the Geneva-based International Catholic Migration Commission, what he makes of the toughening Italian laws.
I think the first question we all have to ask as individuals and then as members of a society that makes laws and elects leaders to manage our societies is what really is the situation with respect to the migrants among us. You know, in Europe, as in other countries of the more industrialized North, the societies rely very heavily on migrants, and the economies rely heavily on migrants in good times and in bad. In the aging North, with the demographics of population decline, with low births and people aging longer than ever, there's a consistent reliance by our families on migrant laborers for everything from child care to elder care to domestic work. Huge numbers of workers needed for those services now and projected out as far as the eye can see. So the reality of migrants being needed for this kind of work is in front of us. The importance of migrant workers in the construction field, the imperative of migrant workers on the farms that feed the richer countries, the importance of migrant laborers in all sorts of hotelery and restaurant businesses, proven again and again by research, by in every type of organization, not just the churches, not just the universities, but intergovernmental groups as well. So when we look at Italy or any other country that's receiving numbers of migrants, the first question is, honestly, how much does that country in fact really need the migrants, the migrant workers, and benefit from them? And how structural is that need? So it's not a temporary need. It's not one that comes and goes in a good time or a bad time. It's a structural need. And among the structural indicators really is the unprecedented shift in the population with such low birth rates in all of the industrialized countries and such longer living populations with so many special needs. So the structural need is there.
If the structural need for migrants in Europe is there, how do you address the needs of people before they get into their boats to cross the sea in search of a better life? It's time, Bingham says, to take a reality check.
And that reality has been tragic. It's been tragic in at least three ways. One, a lot of the boat traffic in particular has been of an undocumented, unauthorized nature. It's desperate migration completely outside of the system, and no one wants that. The migrants don't want that. The countries from which they come don't want that. The countries to which they go don't want that. Nobody of any humanity wants to see the kind of stories, the kind of tragedies, the terrible suffering of the boat people as they go across the Mediterranean in particular, whether it's to Lampedusa or Sicily or any of the islands of Spain or Greece or other border areas on the Mediterranean. The stories are just about daily. The suffering is deep. There are men, women, and children on boats with very little in the way of provisions, very little in the way of water, often beaten, sometimes stabbed and shot on these boats, sometimes arriving half dead or dead from something as unimaginable as asphyxiation on these overpacked boats. So no one wants that. None of the political leaders want that, and they've been consistent in expressing their sorrow and their worry about the inhumanity of these boat voyages. And so that's the second issue to look at on these travels. The third is that many of these boat people are also in the clutches of smugglers and human traffickers who control them just about every step of the way, even before they get on the boats, but then on the boats and often after arrival. So the serial brutality suffered by the people as they cross sometimes two or three borders moving towards the Mediterranean, even before they get on the boats and suffer again and again on the voyage across. The human smuggling and trafficking element of it, something that is important to address. So Italy and the other governments in the region, you know, and the United Nations and organizations like ICMC and other entities of the church and civil society have all watched with horror and try to put their minds to how to address this situation in a way that first is considers the reality and most of all is human in the response. So the realities of the needs of Europe for workers, the reality of workers who need jobs in Europe, and the humanity of saying, is there not a better way to manage this situation than either to ignore it or to over-enforce border controls in ways that have perhaps unintended effects that are not so human?
John Bingham is head of policy at the Geneva-based International Catholic Migration Commission.